talk shit, you're gonna whoop their ass. Shot a Jack D, leave the whole bottle. You know we live life full throttle like now.
I'd like to welcome on a very special guest. His name is Cody Cannon, but you might know him as the front man for Whiskey Myers. What's going on, Cody?
Not much, man. Out here in it.
I love to see that. So I want to start with, you know, the background of Whiskey Myers. You know, how did the band form? Who were some of your early influences, particularly yours? You know, and how did you get to be where you are today?
Oh, that's a lot of ground to cover, huh? man, we're all from the same area. We're from the Palestine area, so most of us knew each other growing up. So I mean, we kind of always known each other and been friends. So that's kind of how the band came about. And then far as influences, it's all over the place, really. I mean, anything you could think of, from you know, blues and rock and roll and, you know, country. There's just so many influences. We're heavily influenced. Influenced by classic rock and stuff like that. And then, you know, also classic country. So that's kind of the story.
Yeah, and something that definitely has helped, you know, your traction so nationally, internationally, and traction at least with us, is that you can hear all those influences there. You can hear the blues, you can hear the classic rock, and it kind of blends into this, oh, that's Whiskey Myers. Like, we know that that's Whiskey Myers, right? So I love hearing that, you know, it just kind of comes from everywhere. So some of your previous releases, I'm sure you've been asked this to death about Yellowstone, SEAL Team, you know, all these kind of TV shows and movies, which has to be pretty surreal, like hearing your stuff on there. Did you notice a bump in your album streams or popularity, specifically with Mud? We read it went number one shortly after.
Yeah, especially the Yellowstone deal. That was pretty surreal and unexpected. We didn't expect that at all. But when that episode aired, I think we had like the number one, two, and three albums. Wow. You know, they all popped up there. And some of those albums, like that one album was like, I think, 7 or 8 years old at the time. And so it was like pretty much all our catalog jumped up there. So it was a big jump for us.
I didn't know. And three. That's crazy.
Yeah. And we didn't think of nothing of it, man. We just thought it'd be fun to go do. Maybe we'd get to meet Kevin Costner and stuff like that. So we went out there. We weren't even thinking about any, you know, career decisions.
Yeah. Did you get to meet him?
No.
Wow. Man, I do think it's cool. And you mentioned it was like the one, two, and three albums, but like, even if you don't watch Yellowstone, you can go on to the iTunes charts after the episode's over, and like, you can tell what songs are featured on the episode. And I think that's so cool that a show can have that kind of influence on music.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest things in America right now, man. They're killing it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm obsessed. but speaking of songs that were featured on Yellowstone, I saw a TikTok a couple months ago on your guys' account talking about how you sang the wrong lyrics on the opening line of Stone. I think that's hilarious. Like, what is it?
On the record.
Yeah.
I said one wrong word. I do that a lot. There's a lot of songs. I can't remember them, but like, I get out of the studio and we'll hear the mixes and I'm like, damn, that's not. I'll change a word or something on the fly, and I'd be like, yeah, I look back at my lyrics and I'm like, yeah, that's not right. It's happened on several occasions, but then you can't redo it. It's done. It's set in stone. It's only forever.
So do you,
that happens a lot.
Do you sing them the way you had originally planned when you play them live, or you just sing them the way you recorded? You just, you know.
Oh, live, I sing it how I wrote it.
Yeah. I have a video from the concert that I saw you in a few years ago, and everybody's singing Companion super loud, and then you hit them with the prescription. You could just tell people are like, what? What's going
on? Yeah, and I have no idea why. You know, I'd said both, you know, because you do a bunch of takes when you're, you know, singing the lyrics on an album, and I had said both, but I didn't have any good takes of Prescription, and I don't know why I said Companion a couple times. I don't know. It's definitely a Prescription.
Yeah. Hey, it works.
And one of the reasons that we're having you on when you are is your sixth studio album. I'm going to butcher this because I'm not Spanish. Tornillo?
You nailed it. Tornillo.
Good. Great. So it's coming out July 29th. Super highly anticipated. You know, your last album came out in 2019, so it hasn't been that long, but it's been long enough to the point where we're like, all right, we need more. And it's got a different sound than some of your previous albums. I mean, it has a different sound than got really anything out there right now. You incorporate a lot of brass, a lot of horns into it. So kind of, you know, take us through your creative decisions surrounding this album.
You know, kind of had it in the back pocket. We wanted to do, you know, we always wanted to do some horns, just all that old music that, you know, we listened to growing up, all had brass in it. So it's something we always wanted to do. And it just kind of worked out perfectly aligned with the songs. I think maybe subconsciously I was writing it that way. You know, and a lot of the songs is like, man, this sounds like it needs to have horns in it. And boom, you know, we ended up doing it and wanted a different sound. You know, we always try to change the sound just a little bit. It still sounds like us. Every record sounds like us, but there's always little differences we make on each album. I think, you know, from a creative aspect, if you just do the same thing for so long, it just gets kind of boring. And so I know, me personally, I didn't want to write the same album that I had done before. And, you know, our next album will probably be completely different. That's just kind of how we go about it. We always wanted to have the freedom to create whatever, you know, whatever the hell we wanted to. Right. And we always stuck to our guns about that. And we always will.
And I think it keeps the fans on their toes. And at the end of the day, if your fans are going to like the music you're releasing, probably no matter what. I mean, at least personally, I think this album, yeah, it's different, but it's still yours and it still sounds like something you guys, that came from you guys.
Yeah.
Are the horns in the brass and stuff, is that something you guys are going to incorporate in your live shows when you start playing these songs out, or is that?
Sometimes, hey, we have some stuff in the works, yeah. So there might be a few special shows that we do that on, but it won't be full time. That's a lot of people to add.
Oh, yeah.
on the road. But we'll see. I know there's going to be some stuff coming up that we're going to be doing a lot bigger, a lot more people on stage and stuff. So it'll be real fun. The horns are just fun, man. It makes you want to dance and it makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
Even if the lyrics aren't even that happy sometimes. And this album really is a happier album, I feel like, for the most part than a lot of them. And the horns just really add to that. They get you out of your seat and make you want to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I feel like a lot of people, as they evolve in their songwriting or, you know, just mature and grown as an adult, they kind of go the other way where they're like, yeah, okay, we were writing fun party songs when we were younger, but now we're kind of dialing it back, getting a little bit deeper. But you guys are kind of like, no, let's do something, you know, happier and more exciting.
Yeah, I think I was just writing happier songs because I was probably just happier.
Was that? Yeah.
I mean, I'm in like inherently kind of a dark rider most of the time anyway, so I kind of have to try to fight that battle and change it and make it a little more lighthearted. It's not easy for me to do that, but I you know, I wanted to do it, so I'm kind of rather more upbeat stuff.
Well, speaking of the songwriting, all the songs on this album are written by you guys, whether you, John, some of the other band members. Do you guys ever consider outside cuts for your albums, or is it like you try to keep it to your guys' own writing?
We've done that a few times. You know, Bar Guitar is actually a Brent Cobb song.
Oh, okay.
You know, we've wrote a lot together. We're a super big fan of his. Amazing guy. So and that's actually really a popular song. It's an older song of ours, but it's one of the more popular songs. So we did that. We've done a couple that were outside, but it was always like our buddies or something, you know. We haven't ever had like got pitch songs or anything like that. And far as the outside stuff, we've kind of done it less and less, less like outside writing and co-writing. They kind of get you to do that, you know, to try to see if you like it and stuff. And for me, I kind of like just writing by myself better. I think the songs end up more unique to me They seem to, if I look back, like on the ones that were, had a big impact, they're usually solo rides. And then if I, you know, if I do write with somebody, I prefer to be a band member, somebody like, you know, Adam Hood or Brent Cobb or Aaron Ritier, somebody that I'm just friends with, you know?
Yeah. Fantastic songwriters.
Yeah.
I was going to say Brent and Adam's names are on everything right now. Like literally everything I listen to, I'm like, oh, I wonder who wrote the, oh yeah, Adam Hood, Brent Cobb, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Great songwriters, great people.
I do want to ask about, so I believe, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but John got his first solo, like, song, like, singing a song last album with Bitch, but he's got two songs on this album, correct? Where he sung,
yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. I love hearing that. Is that something you guys expect to do more in the future?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. We kind of just fly by the seat of our pants. The thing, you know, the Bitch thing wasn't even originally, he wasn't going to sing it, and then I heard the song, and I was like, you should sing this song. I think it, people would really dig it. It would be something kind of different and stuff. And they really did. So it's like, well, you know, maybe sing these two.
Yeah.
Put out on the new record and, you know, see how it goes. We don't go into albums a lot with any kind of plan or anything. Okay. We just let it kind of manifest itself in its own way. And we don't have any plans really ever when it comes to the creative side. We just go in and do it.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that just kind of speaks to knowing your bandmates and knowing yourselves and knowing the material that you're writing, that you can just hear that and be like, that's John. Like, the fact that you can hear that is really cool and just kind of a testament to how long y'all have been together and how well, I guess, you know everyone around you, right?
Yeah, we've been playing together for a long time. We can usually, like, if we need to do something on stage or change something or something happens really quick, we can just like look at each other and we know what the other one's thinking.
And that helps. That helps with, you know, continuity. I feel like you hear a lot of bands kind of like cycle through guys, or, you know, frontmen kind of cycle through bands, but, you know, like, you guys have been really cohesive. So that's pretty cool to hear.
Yeah, we've been fortunate.
Do you, and I know this is hard and you probably won't be able to pick one, because it's like picking a favorite kid, but do you have a song or two, or maybe that aren't your favorite, but that you're excited for everybody to hear, or maybe that you're just excited to play live?
Like for the new record?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard. I would say The Wolf. I really dig that song. I think people are going to really dig that song. And there's a song called Heart of Stone that I play acoustic at the end of the record that's not out yet.
Okay, so I wanted to ask about this tour that is accompanying the album. It's 42 dates, massive, and one of these dates is at the iconic Red Rocks Amphitheater, which you guys sold out like that. Like, good luck getting tickets. So this is your Red Rock debut. How does it feel to be saying, this is our debut at Red Rocks, and we sold the thing out?
Yeah, it's good. I think it's just a testament to all the hard work we put in for so many years, you know, and just being fortunate, kind of capitalizing on the situation. It's good. You're always thankful. You know, it'd suck if we, you know, released the tickets and nobody bought any. So it's definitely better than that. That'd be pretty embarrassing.
Are there many shows that you can think back to that leading up to, you may have been equally as excited or just about as excited? I don't know if any even touched this one for you, but like, what are some of the pinnacle or pillar shows that you played that you're like, I cannot wait for this?
I don't know. There's a lot, to be honest. Probably the first time you played the main stage at Billy Bob's is a big one, you know, the Rhyme and those, you know, the things like that, Red Rocks. There's kind of those little special moments like that. You know, Stone Show, obviously it's a pinnacle, you know, just opening for people like that. We went on the road with Skinner, you know, playing with the Stones, playing with Guns N' Roses, just, you know, there's so many we've been fortunate to experience.
Yeah. And I guess talk about those ones a little bit with playing with the Stones, you know, cause you've been influenced by a million different things. We can hear it. You've said it, but what is it kind of like gearing up with one of those internationally huge acts versus you know, some of the other shows maybe leading up in the country genre that you've done? You know, how is it different?
Well, no one compares to the Stones.
Okay, don't like, say, like, no, like, you know, the type.
And it's still an understatement. Our bass player Jamie said it the best way that it can be said, really, about the Stone show. He said, "We can come back to Soldier Field and headline it and sell it out, and it's still not as cool as opening for the Rolling Stones at Soldier Field." So that's, you know, I don't think that can be topped.
That's awesome. And especially that being one of your influences, that's just.
Yeah, that's my favorite band.
Yeah. One of the other events or shows that you're going to be playing is your own festival, Firewater Music Festival, right outside of Kansas City at the end of September, beginning of October. That's something that you guys curate by yourself, right? I'm sorry.
I said I got a hat on right now.
Hey, representing. You guys curate that lineup by yourself, right? Or like you guys get to pick who plays?
Yeah, we did last year. It was the first year we did it. And we were like, oh, who should we get and all this? We're like, oh, we should just get our friends.
Yeah.
which it turned out they all played cool music. So yeah. That helped. This year, I don't know. We need to we're involved in it, obviously, but they haven't sent us everything this year. But it'll still be us picking all that stuff. Maybe some of it will be the same, but you kind of want to change. You know, you don't want to have the same lineup every year. So it'll be different this year.
Yeah, but sure. When it's all your friends, I mean, hey, at the end of the day.
I know, that stands like, oh, we got to make more friends.
I feel like a lot of festivals, though, or, you know, the repeating concerts, they can fall into that trap where it's kind of the same 7-8 people. And, you know, you got to keep people coming back and seeing different shows. When it comes to your shows, you know, you talked about, you know, you changed some of the lyrics up, whether it's on purpose or not. You know, that seems to be natural. How different are you making each individual show? Or is it kind of, yeah, we have our set and we kind of go through it, maybe do it a little differently?
Nah, you try to change it with albums and different tours and stuff some, but that's really hard to change it every night, especially for us, because we play songs into songs and have certain jam parts and stuff, and shit just goes where it goes naturally. You know, if you, every time we try to mess with certain things, it just messes up the vibe and stuff. But you try. It just depends. We're always on the road, you know? So it's just like every night we're playing. So it's a battle. You're always trying to figure out what you can do better.
Yeah, and obviously you're always on the road. You're in a hotel right now. Are you guys currently somewhere that you can tell us about? Because this is going to probably come out a little bit after, so a little time capsule for him.
Yeah, we're in Peoria, Illinois right now. You said 42 dates, and I was like, man, what calendar are you looking at?
42 listed days on this specific tour. Yeah, I mean, probably doing, what, 2-3 every weekend?
I wish. No, it just depends. We've been out for a while. I mean, we've been playing every day for a little while, so. But we get to go home sometime next week and be off for Easter.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Playing every day, like Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. No, I mean, we had off yesterday. We played golf, but then we get back on it today. So we played all the weeks and all the days of the week, and then we played Sunday, and then we had off Monday, and then we get back at it tonight in a couple hours, and then we'll be playing until we go home. I don't know if we have a Sunday show this coming Sunday or not. I haven't looked, but probably.
Like, this is probably the dumbest question I've ever asked. How the hell do you do that? Like, you love it. Like, how do you do a Tuesday show in April?
You just do it, man. It's your job, I guess. You just put your boots on and go.
Man. Good for you, man. I can. I mean, my work's a little different, but still. Yeah. I'm burnt out, and I don't even work nearly that much. So.
Yeah, it gets tiring. People don't realize how tiring it is.
Oh, I bet.
Well, it's easy.
It's like, that looks easy. It's like, man, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's easy to dismiss, especially, you know, people you're listening to or people that you see as, you know, these big entities like Whiskey Myers, like yourself. It's easy to be like, oh, wow, your life is so hard. You know, it must suck being famous and touring around. But, like, dude, creative exhaustion sucks. It's real.
Yeah, but you know, hey, we ain't complaining. We're more fortunate than most. So
yeah,
we go to work. We, you know, can't make no money sitting at the house. It's good to have work.
Yeah. All right, Cody. Well, since you have a show tonight and you've been busy as hell out on the road, we're gonna let you go. But before we do, I want you to let everyone listening again know. Once, just plug the tour, plug some of your dates, plug this upcoming album, and send them off the right way.
All right, we got an album coming out this summer called Tornillo, and I have no idea what the dates are, so y'all just check it out online. I don't keep up with that, man. We got a bunch of shows. We're playing all over. Best way to do it is Google it.
Except don't anticipate going to Red Rocks, because that thing is sold out to hell. So.
Yeah, you know, I would say just go to our website or our socials or something like that. I'm not sure what shows have tickets and you know, which ones are sold out. A lot of them are sold out, but there's probably some tickets laying around somewhere. And don't buy the real expensive ones, because we don't get paid for that. That's scalpers.
Yeah. Don't buy the $700 ones that people bought.
Yeah. Don't do it.
All right, Cody, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today, and have fun tonight on your show, and have fun on the road. Enjoy your time at home soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.